Dr. Olivero's dictating for January the 11th of 2024. The first name is Joaquin Girona, Girona, G-I-R-O-N-A. And the first name is J-O-A-Q-U-I-N. This is the clinical case of a 51-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of arterial hypertension that is treated with the administration of beta blockers. It has the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis that is treated with infusions of Ocrevus, O-C-R-E-V like in Victor, U-S. Diabetes mellitus that has been treated with Jardiance. A seizure disorder that is evaluated by a neurologist in Winter Haven. The patient has a peripheral neuropathy that might be associated to the diabetes mellitus or the hyperkalemia. He says that when he gets the episodes seizure like he inhales albuterol, and among other medications, hydroxyzine, quetiapine is Q-U-E-T-I-A-P-I-N-E, and trazodone. The patient is with a slurred speech. To think twice before he gives the right answer, which is a little bit of memory impairment. And the main problem has been the persistent hyperkalemia. The patient has a renin aldosterone ratio that was reported normal, as well as the aldosterone determination. I think the hyperkalemia could be associated to either the administration of beta blockers that are given for hypertension, and or could be a tubular defect. There is no evidence of metabolic alkalosis. In any event, we are going to use for the hyperkalemia first and foremost the diet, a low, very low potassium diet, We are going to start the patient on Lokelma, 10 grams every day, and we're going to give metolazone 5 milligrams every other day. We're going to check the CMP in 1 week, and we'll reevaluate the case in 2 weeks. The patient was instructed to call us in case of any problems. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, the patient has a shifting in the comprehensive metabolic profile. In the creatinine, in the June, the creatinine was 1.3, and in January the 2nd was 1.6. There is evidence of hyperkalemia that could impair the kidney function, and the potassium is in this specific test 6. There was elevation of the calcium that wasn't present before, that is the need. There is a need to correct this hyperkalemia right away. Following number, the patient has no evidence of proteinuria. Following number, prostatic specific antigen is with a normal limit. Following number, your analysis is under control. Following number, the patient has multiple sclerosis treated with the administration of Ocrevus. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of weeks for laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes.